You can find out more about us online at kgnu.org. But now we begin a year of special news programming coming your way in the third Monday of every month, reflecting on 40 years of KGNU as we celebrate our 40th anniversary. Today, we're going to take a look at Martin Luther King Day coverage of years gone by, but we'll begin by hearing from Martin Luther King Jr. himself in that iconic I Have a Dream speech.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
Yeah.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. A dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. And this will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
And that's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., 55 years ago, expressing his dream for a fair and just culture, free of hatred and discrimination, where all people are judged for the content of their character, not by the colour of their skin. Good morning and happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'm Maeve Conran. Joining me by phone, we have KGNU producer, longtime KGNU volunteer and longtime activist in Denver, Sharif Alim. Good morning, Sharif.
Good morning, Maeve.
It's good to have you with us on this day, and thank you for joining us. And I know that a lot of listeners are maybe heading out on the roads as they plan to participate in some of the local MLK events, the Marade, of course, in Denver being the big one. There are some slippy roads, as you know, Sharif, so please do have some caution if you are heading out. Well, as I mentioned, today is also the first of a new year-long series looking back at KGNU's 40 years of news and public affairs coverage. May 22nd, 1978 marks 40 years since KGNU first went on the air. And since then, through music, news, arts, culture and public affairs programming, KGNU has sought to deliver on its mission to stimulate, entertain and activate our audience and to provide a platform for marginalised or suppressed voices. Now, we're going to dip into some of our archives. And Sharif, what are your memories of Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations here in Denver?
Well, it's been mixed over the years because I remember back in the 80s when we, you know, were still trying to get this thing together. The Ku Klux Klan used to get a permit, and they used to be in front of the state capitol when we would be marching by. And I think you remember, maybe a lot of people don't, but in 1991, I believe it was, there was a riot here in Denver because the Ku Klux Klan was marching the same day as the King celebration. And then, you know, over the years, the Klan kind of faded to the background, and we had, you know, really beautiful Martin Luther King days. I remember Bill Clinton came in like 96 to Denver and spoke at Martin Luther King Day. And it's always been a time where people would come together, all different races, creeds, colors, would come together here in Denver and celebrate. And it seemed like, you know, for years that things were getting better, and then now it seems like we're regressing, and there's more racial hatred and bias in this country because of our leaders today. So I still think Martin Luther King is very important to remind people, man, where we've been, where we're at right now, and where we could go in the future.
Well, you mentioned those KKK riots, and that was in the 90s. And in the last year alone, we've seen the Ku Klux Klan, we've seen white supremacists marching with impunity on the streets of cities in this country, and people in the highest office of this land saying that they're good people. I mean, how do you feel as someone who has been working so hard for community activism and social justice to see what's gone on in the past 12 years, or excuse me, in the past 12 months?
Well, I mean, it's kind of disheartening because I remember back in 91, you know, a lot of the Klan's members and the skinheads back there, they wore things over their face. Some of the Klan's people wore hoods, and now the hoods and the face mask have come off, and the people are standing out there, and there's a lot of angry people out there, and I think it's being fueled on by the leadership of this country by saying that Nazis and skinheads and people like that are good people. They are not good people. They have always stood against progress and people coming together. And, you know, one of the main things that Martin Luther King talked about was good people being silent. And we don't need good people to be silent today. We need good people to raise their voice and repudiate the Klan and other hate groups that would seek to diminish what Martin Luther King tried to do 50 years ago.
Well, Sharif, we're going to dip into the archives and listen back to some coverage of 15 years ago, MLK Day, KGNU on the streets at the Marade in Denver. Let's hear some of the voices from that event, and then we'll reflect on some of the issues that are being raised, because we're going to hear from a Copwatch volunteer, and I know you've been so involved with Copwatch, and we'll talk a little bit about civil rights and particularly how it pertains to the criminal justice system. But here's dipping into the KGNU archives of, as we celebrate 40 years, here's our MLK coverage from 2003.
Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I'm Valerie Alzaga, and I work for the Justice for Genders campaign, and I'm also the president of the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, and I am here because this is one of the only few spaces where people of color turn out in masses and think about civil rights and think about the struggle that they have gone through. And it's a space that, you know, also fosters the opportunity to discuss the, you know, what's next in civil rights. And for me, that's immigrant rights, among others, but definitely civil rights. Today, Tancredo has been talking about, it's introducing a bill that would limit public access to all undocumented immigrants in the state. Immigrants that work, pay taxes, that have children here, that are part of our society. He doesn't seem to understand that. And so those types of things, you know, where because of who you are and how you look and where you come from, you can be discriminated against. I mean, today is an important day to talk about that, to make sure that that does not get looked over, especially by other people of color that have kind of struggled and can teach us how to do that as well, and that side by side we can fight for what's next in civil rights. So
I'm Vicki Nash. I'm with Denver Cop Watch, and the sign that I'm holding says "Stop Killer Cops" and "Independent Investigation for Luis Rodelas Acuna." Denver Cop Watch is a community volunteer organization that promotes police accountability by monitoring the police. I'm carrying my video camera today, and that's the main way we monitor the police. We go out into areas where we've had people complain about police brutality and harassment, and when we see the police stop someone, we videotape them. And usually that by itself de-escalates the situation and promotes accountability. If it doesn't, and we do get tape of the police misbehaving, we make that available to the victim so that they can sue them in court, or they can use our tape as a part of their defense.
Those are some of the voices from KGNU's 2003 coverage of the MLK events happening in Denver. And we're dipping into the archives as we celebrate 40 years of news programming on KGNU with the new segment on the third Monday of every month, but also today being Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Joining me by phone, Sharif Alim. Sharif, some voices there from 15 years ago and hearing there from Copwatch. I know you've been involved with Copwatch talking about specific cases. Also hearing a Jobs for Justice activist talking about then Representative Tom Tancredo, and now we're in 2018 where Tom Tancredo was vying to be the next governor of the state. And look at where we are with immigration. What are your thoughts as you hear some of those issues being raised from 15 years ago at the MLK event in Denver?
Wow, it's like a blast from the past. You play Vicki Nash, and her and her husband, Steve Nash, are the founders of Denver Cop Watch. That's who I trained under to learn how to cop watch. And, you know, Paul Childs later on that year would be killed by the police. The next year, Frank Lobato would be killed by the police, and many others after that. And so, you know, Cop Watch was, you know, before everybody had video on their cell phones and could take things, Cop Watch was out there on the front line doing just what Vicki said, is providing tapes to people that have been brutalized by the police so they could sue the police department or use them in court later. And I think Cop Watch back then really set a foundation for what people are doing right now in observing the police, and that was great. And you listen to Justice for Janitors, the immigration issue. A lot of the issues that we are fighting for today, we were fighting for back then, but the only difference is 15 years ago, a lot of the white supremacists and the racists were in the cut, so to speak. They were in the background. They were hiding under holes, and now they have come out in full force because they have encouragement from the leader of this nation to be out there. So, you know, this just lets us know that we've been working a long time, but we still have work to do.
And actually, this weekend just gone by, January 14th into 15th, it's the 9-year anniversary of Alex Landau's beating at the hands of Denver police as well. And I think every few months, it seems, there's some type of record-setting payout on the part of the police department over these horrific police brutality cases.
Yes, well, when I first got involved with Cop Watch back in 2003, the city had already paid out $8 million in claims, and I'm sure that must be $20-30 million by now. But if the whole process was the whole police accountable. And so we had demonstrations, marches, protests, and the city came up with the independent monitor. And we've had the independent monitor for like the last 12 or 13 years, and the brutality is still going on. We have cameras everywhere now, and even when the police are recorded beating somebody, they usually get exonerated or the case is dismissed. So, you know, we still have a lot of work to do in changing how people really think about policing, police brutality, and racism as a whole in this country.
One of the segments we didn't get to hear, Sharif, but we are going to be placing a lot of our archival footage online so people can reflect on the last 40 years of news programming here at KGNU. But some of the voices from that 2003 MLK event in Denver, we're talking about what's happening with homelessness, how the homeless were being pushed out from the city centre, how they were being marginalised. And this is a conversation we're continually having right now. And when you hear about immigration, when you hear about racism, when you hear about poverty, the lack of funding for public education, I mean, what progress can you see over the last 15 years?
Well, like I said, I think we've been regressing. 15 years ago, we had more schools open in the inner city here in Denver. We have more after-school programs for kids 15 years ago. It seemed like it was more support 15 years ago for people who were struggling with poverty, with homelessness. The rent today in the Metro Denver area is so high, it's causing a lot of good people, hard-working people, to become homeless. A lot of people feel like homeless people are lazy, they don't want to work, they just want to collect government benefits. But a lot of the homeless people in the last 15 years have been working people, families with children, mothers with children out there and homeless. And this is, all of these issues are what Martin Luther King addressed. You know, right before he was murdered, he was trying to do a poor people's march on Washington, D.C., where it wasn't just a black or white thing, but it was a poor people's thing. And I think the powers that be, seeing that, they feared that. They feared poor people coming together because the poor people brings every race, class, religion, sexual orientation, everybody together. And the powers that be didn't want that. And they don't want it today. So we have to really strive to keep King's dream alive and to really criticize the people in power and hold their feet to the fire and hold them accountable for a lot of these situations that we see today that could be cured if not for greed.
We're speaking with KGNU's Sharif Alim on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day on KGNU as we kick off a year of commemorating 40 years of covering the news and particularly covering community issues here at KGNU. A new segment coming your way in the third Monday of every month, today being Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We've been dipping into the archives, listening back to some coverage of the MLK event of 15 years ago and so many of the issues still the same. Well, over the years, KGNU has also covered these issues through the prism of poetry and arts. And we're going to just hear a short poem from Boulder poet Norma Johnson, who has joined us many times to share her poems, particularly a series called Poems for My White Friends. And this was a series that was originally broadcast on KGNU 2 years ago. So we're going to dip back into our archives and listen to Norma and this particular poem. How does it feel?
I wonder about you, about all the feelings you don't know you have, about how it feels to wake up to your bondage when you thought you were free. Oh, I do wonder how it feels to realize you've been in the conversation all along. Only you weren't talking and had never learned the language. And I wonder, how does it feel the day you realize you are afraid to speak of this to your own race because you will risk a lifetime's investment in your own whiteness? Yes, I wonder about you, about your journey to freedom, about your awakening to feelings and thoughts and awkwardness, and even why you show up at all. But just for a moment, I stop wondering. When you stand beside me without boasting or justifying or taking up all the space, and listen.
That's Boulder poet Norma Johnson from her series, Poems for My White Friends. And that was a poem, How Does It Feel? And Norma's been part of our MLK coverage in years gone by. Sharif Alim, any final thoughts hearing Norma's poem there? And really, how can we, as we head into 2018, how can we all do better?
I think Martin Luther King said a nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual doom. And I really think that we need to take our nation's money and spend it on our people and not focus on the military and creating wars and around the world and causing displacement. I was really disheartened when the president the other day referred to African and Haiti nations as F-hole countries. And a lot of people don't understand the reason why these countries are impoverished is because of the United States and European countries taking gold, taking uranium, taking diamonds, taking cutting down forests, using the people of these countries as slave laborers and giving them nothing in return, or attacking these countries and going to war with these countries. And then when their refugees come over here looking for a better life, we call them S-hole countries. And I think this country needs to invest its time and its energy into poor people, into homeless people, into educating people. And that's what Martin Luther King would have wanted.
Well, wonderful words to end with. And Sharif Alim, thank you so much for being with us this morning and for all of your work. And just to remind listeners, you can catch Sharif every Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock as the host of Metro News and Public Affairs. And of course, throughout the week on a variety of music shows. Thanks, Sharif, and best wishes on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Hey, thanks for having me, Maeve. And if you're going to be driving out there, be careful. I've been slipping and sliding all over the place.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sharif. Everyone, please stay safe. And the parade is scheduled to begin in Denver City Park at 10 a.m. this morning. If you are on route, you know what the roads are like. But if you're heading out, please do give yourself some extra time. If you're attending the MLK rally and march that's happening on Pearl Street in Boulder, that's at 11 a.m. in front of the county courthouse. Now, if the weather is too bad, people will be gathering instead at the First United Methodist Church. That's at 14th and Spruce Street. It's just past 9 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver and Fort Collins. And that does it for this morning's program. Stay tuned in February. On Monday, February 19th, our monthly flashback segment of KGNU's 40 Years of Making Waves will focus on KGNU's 40 years of programming on health, wellness and spirituality. But now we're going to go out with our theme music for this segment. It's the very first song played on KGNU 40 years ago on May 22nd, 1978. It's the GNU Suite, the new suite by Kenny Wheeler and Keith Jarrett.